3 times. Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Namo dasa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhasa. Today also, we would like to continue Mahasatipatthana Sutta. How many Satipatthanas are there? Four. Kayanubhasana Satipatthana, Viranubhasana Satipatthana, Chaitanubhasana Satipatthana, Dhammanubhasana Satipatthana. Four types, four foundations of mindfulness. We had partially explained about Kayanubhasana Satipatthana. In Kayanubhasana Satipatthana, there are 40 sessions. Number one is Anapana. We had already explained Anapana. You must try to understand long breath. You must try to understand short breath. You must try to understand the whole body of breath. Then you must try to understand the tranquilizing of the breath, calming down the breath. When the breath will begin tranquilized completely. If a meditator adding up to fourth jhana stage, at that time only, the breath will completely tranquilize and stop. So, this is commentary explains openly this Chatauka Tatrak refers only for the Samatha Jhana meditation. There are some misunderstandings about this chapter. In this chapter, I had already explained long breath, short breath, whole breath body, and the tranquilizing or calming down the breath body or tranquilizing the whole breath body. This is only Samatha. After the Buddha explained, iti ejadava gaya gaya nubhasi viharadi, vedava gaya gaya nubhasi viharadi, etc. This is only vipassana. Both Samatha and vipassana combined together, Buddha teach this Anapana session.
Today, Chansuhui 继续为大家讲解 Da Nian Chu Jing. Nian Chu 有几个? 有四个, 那就是身随观念处, 受随观念处, 心随观念处, 和法随观念处, 一共有四个念处。 之前禅师已经, 解释了一部分的身随观念处, 在身随观念处这个章节, 这个部分里面有14个, 章节。 第一个章节是讲到 安波念, 禅师也已经解释了安波念，说我们在修安波念的时候，必须要了解什么是禅习，什么是短习，什么是全习，以及宁静习身。呼吸，这个习身什么时候才完全变得宁静呢？那是在禅修者正得四禅的时候，在那个时候，习身完全宁静，呼吸停止。 这是注释呢，在解释到这个四个安波念四个阶段四个事的时候的，讲到那个 止禅的阶段，是这样的解释。对于这一点呢，有些人会有一些误解。在这个章节里，讲到安波那个章节里面，在讲到长息、短息、全息和宁静息身的时候，那只是讲到止禅的修行。过后呢，佛陀在讲他安住于观照内在的身为身，安住于外在的身为身等等的时候，佛陀解释了怎样修行观禅。所以在这个安般涅的章节里面，佛陀教导止禅和观禅两者。
There is also another chapter, Padikula Manasikara Papa, Repulsive Meditation chapter. In that chapter, Buddha teaches Tadidupaso Bodhi. To pay attention as a repulsive. If a meditator pay attention, one of these Tadidupas of body or some of these Tadidupas of body or all of these Tadidupas of body as a repulsive, that meditator can attain up to Vajjhana stage. This is also Samatha. After that, Buddha teaches Iti Ija Dhamma Gaya Gaya Nupasi Viharati, etc. Do this, do practice vipassana. Do this, adime meditati, adime mentality, both internally and externally, etc. Then Buddha teaches Samudhyaya Dhamma Nupasi Vagaya Samaya Viharati, etc. This is dependent origination and Samasana Jnana Udhyabhya Jnana. Contemplation of adime materiality and mentality together with their causes as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Then Buddha teaches abha vipassana insights, such as adhi gayo diva banasa sati bichupati dahodi, etc. Up to arhat stage. This is based on Vajjhana. If a meditator practices vipassana systematically, he can attain arhat stage. Up to arhat stage. I had been explained one time when a river Mahatesa, who stay in Chediya Babada Vihara Monastery, he practices this such meditation.
Oh, I... 还有另外一个章节，就是讲到不净观、不净想，那是佛陀教导观照身体的32个部分，我们一般称的32身分，观照他们为可厌，可厌就是不净，不净。如果禅修者注意这32个身分的其中一个，或是某一些，或者是全部为不净的话，为可厌的话，禅修者可以证得初禅，这是指止禅的修行。那接下来佛陀就教导安住于观照内在的身为身，安住于观照外在的身为身等等，它是修行观禅。这个观照内外的身为身是指观照究竟明色法内在内外的名色法等等。那么接着佛陀教导安住于观照身的升起现象，安住于观照身的坏灭现象，安住于观照身的升起与坏灭现象，那是指修行缘起和思维智，还有第三个就是生灭随观智，这三个阶段，缘起、思维智和生灭随观智，也就是观照究竟名色法和他们的因为无常、苦、无我。那么接下来佛陀讲到他教，接下来佛陀继续教导更高层次的观智，就是指他培育有生这样的正念，只为了更高的智慧和正念等等， 直到阿罗汉的阶段。所以这只是讲说这样的修行是以初禅为基础来这样继续这样的修上去。所以如果禅修者很有系统的修行观禅的话，他能够达到阿罗汉的阶段。那么禅师也有以这个马哈迪萨的故事，那个马哈迪萨长老的故事来解释。那个马哈迪萨长老他是住在那个奇德拉巴巴达比哈拉那个端严行寺，他就是这样的修行观修行这样的禅法。
There are also 9 types of channel ground meditation. Asubha bhavana, taking dead corpse as meditation object. If one pay attention as a repasset, one can attain up to 5 jhana stage. Based on this jhana, he can discern ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality,both internally and externally. Then he can discern dependent origination. Then he can practice vipassana systematically up to the attainment of arhat stage.
接下来有九个部分呢，是讲到九种焚场观，就是修以尸体作为这个禅修的目标来修不净观。那么如果禅修者以尸体作为禅修的目标，作为禅修的目标观它为不净的话，这样修行禅修者可以证得初禅。那么以这个初禅的定力作为基础，他可以进一步的观照究竟明色法啊，内外的究竟明色法，然后接下来修行缘起，然后再很有系统的修行观禅，直到证得阿罗汉的阶段。
How many chapters now? One, Anapana. Two, Tadidupasa body as a repasset. Nine, Channel ground. How many? 11.The other three, there are four bodily posture meditation, then comprehension meditation sampajana, ariyabhata sampajana, and then another one is four elements meditation. These three chapters Buddha teach directly vipassana. So,In Kaya Nupasana, there are 40 samatha meditation subjects. If you practice according to Buddha's instruction, every meditation subject can attain up to arhat stage. Because at the beginning, only a little bit different. When they practice Vipassana at that time, Buddha always teachIti ejadava gaya kayanubasi viharadi vedava gaya kayanubasi viharadi ejada vedava gaya kayanubasi viharadi etc. All are same. So you must contemplate both mentality and materiality, both internally and externally, and then you should continue to practice dependent origination. Then you can practice vipassana systematically up to arhat stage.
那现在讲这个身随观念处的章节讲了有几个，第一个是安波念，第二个是三十二身分，然后还有九个焚场观，那么一共有十一个，那么还有其他的三个。那其他三个是第一个是四威仪，就是身体的四种身体的姿势，行住坐卧的姿势，然后第二个是讲到正知或者是明觉三班加那，然后第三个是世界分别观。所以 在这个三个章节里面呢，佛陀直接的教导观禅，所以在这个身随观念处这个部分呢，一共有14个禅修的业处。如果我们呢根据佛陀的教导来修行的话，无论说我们是修行哪一个哪一个章节的，我们都能够修到阿罗汉的阶段。只有在开始只有在开始的阶段呢是有一些困难，但是在接下来修观禅的时候呢，佛陀教导安住观照内在的身为身，安住观照外在的身为身，安住观照内外的身为身，在这些阶从在观禅的阶段呢，他们全部14个章节呢都是一样的。所以也就是说我们必须要观照内在外在的究竟名色法，然后接下来呢我们观照缘起，然后接下来有系统的修行观禅，直到阿罗汉的阶段。
Today I would like to explain about Varinanupasana.Contemplation of feelings as feelings. In this case, you should try to accept commentary's explanation. If you don't want to accept commentary, this is problem. Problem is you cannot understand the meaning of Varinanupasana. If you do not understandThe meaning of Varinanupasana, if you practice Varinanupasana, then you cannot attain up to arhat stage. So in this case, the commentary's explanations are very important. What is the commentary's explanation?Yasa virna bhagata hoti so na kevla virnaya upajati daya sadhi dhriva ramana pusa mano pasopi upajati sinjanana mana sinyabi jidya mana jidanabi vijanana mana vinyanabi upajati di pasa pinchamage yeva pariganadiWhat is the meaning? Varna never arises alone. It always arises with associated mental formations together within a mind moment. Because of this reason, together with that Varna feeling, there is contact.Pasa. There is also perception, sanya. There is also volition, chetana. There is also consciousness, vijnana. They arise together with feeling in every mind movement. How many are there? I will galagule again. Feeling, contact, perception,volition and consciousness. These are called pasa pinchamaka, headed by pasa contact. All together they are five tamas.
Today, 禅师要解释受随观念处。关于受随观念处，禅师说我们必须要接受注释的解释。如果我们不接受的话呢，那就会有问题。为什么呢？因为我们不能够真正的了解什么是受随观念处。当我们不能够了解什么是受随观念处的时候，如果我们就想要 啊，就去修行受随观念处的话，我们不能够有次第的有成就，直到证得阿罗汉道果。所以关于这个受随观念处注释的解释是非常重要的。注释的解释是什么呢？那么接下来禅师念了一段的巴利文，禅师说那个巴利文的意思是什么呢？他是说受感受呢，它不会单独的升起，它一致都是跟相应的明法，在每一个刹那里面呢，它都跟相应的明法一起升起。所以什么跟感受一起升起的明法有哪一些呢？有触，那个接触的触，有想三念，有思捷达那，有事明亚那。在每一个心思刹那里，他们都跟这个感受呢相应的一起的升起。所以一共有多少个？有收触想思事，所以有五个。这五个呢就称为触五法一共有五个法。
Again, subcommentary explains. These five pasa pachamaka dhamma headed by contact, five dhammas are very important. Predominant ones, because of this reason, commentary explains these five. Actually, there are many suttas.Among those suttas, some suttas, sub-commentary codes, sabbam bhikkhave abhinnaya, sabbam bhikkhave anabhijjana, abhrijjana, avirajya, abhajaha, abhava, dukkha khyaya, etc. What is the meaning? Immediately they must understand all materiality and mentality. He must understand by his direct knowledge all materiality and mentality by three types of prajna. What is three types of prajna? But I would like to explain in brief. Immediately you must understand ultimate materiality and mentality by way of characteristic,function, manifestation, and proximate cause. This is called nama rupa paricheda jnana. This is mentality and materiality knowledge. Then he must try to understand their causes, dependent origination. This is picha parigaha jnana. This is cause and condition.These two types of jnanas are called jnada prajna. Jnada prajna means the vipassana insight which realizes the dhammas which should be contemplated as anicca, dukkha and anatta. So this ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes are called the object of vipassana. They are called sankhara formations. These formations are the object of vipassana. If you want to practice this vipassana systematically, first you must try to understand.By your own direct knowledge, this ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes. This understanding knowledge is called jnada prajna.
解释注释的注释就是附注，他解释说这五种法就是触五法呢是非常重要的，因为他们是最明显的，所以 所以就是呢就讲说有五个法，就是出五法。事实上呢在许多部经里面都有讲到他们在附注里面有那个引用有过就是引证什么经里面有讲到他们。那么接下来禅师有念了一些帕利文，那是什么意思呢？意思是禅修者必须了解所有的名色法，说禅修者必须以观智直接的亲自的了知所有的名色法，是透过三种偏智来了解所有的名色法。这偏智巴林尼亚有三个，这三个偏智是什么呢？禅师说今天他会简要的解释三偏智。禅修者必须依照究竟名色法的相作用现起跟静音来了解所有的究竟名色法，这个就是名色分别智。接着禅修者必须了解究竟名色法的因，这是缘色受智，就是观照因缘的智慧。这两个智慧就是名色分别智跟缘色受智呢，他们称为所知偏知，尼亚达巴林尼亚所知偏知。所知偏知是什么？就是说在修行观禅的时候呢，观智观照这些法为无常苦无我，所以是观智要知道的法，观知道他们为无常苦无我的法，所以是所知的所知的目标。所以这究竟名色法和他们的因就称为观禅的目标，也就是行法上课了。所以如果我们要很有系统的修行观禅的话，首先我们必须以观智亲自的了解什么是究竟名色法和他们的因。这种智慧呢就称为所知偏智，你要到80年。
What are the object of Vipassana? Do you remember? Ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes. Nama, rupa, and their causes. So these are the objects.Without understanding ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes, if you practice vipassana, your vipassana is not real vipassana, only just artificial. Do you want artificial? Do you want? So, because of this reason, according to Buddha's teaching, ultimate materiality arises as a small particles, very small. Our body is composed of small particles called kalabas. First, you must try to see these kalabas. How? You must practice four elements meditation systematically, then you can see these kalabas. But these kalabas are not ultimate materiality again. You must analyze those kalabas.In each kalabha, at least there are eight types of materiality, or nine types of materiality, or ten types of materiality. They are ultimate materiality. Now we are discussing ultimate mentality. Later we will discuss. But this is not enough. You must also try their causes, dependent origination. If you understand their causes in detail, at that time only you get.Understand the object of vipassana, ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes. This ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, and their causes are called sankhara formations. What are sankhara? Adimate materiality, adimate mentality, and their causes. They are called sankhara formations. These formations are the object of vipassana.
什么是观禅的目标? 大家是否还记得? 常说观禅的目标就是究竟名色法和他们的因, 这是观禅的目标。 如果我们不了解什么是究竟名色法和他们的因, 我们就要修行观禅的话, 那不是真正的观禅, 只是, 假假的观禅, 那禅师问我们是否要修行这样的观禅呢？对，就因为这样呢，佛陀根据佛陀教导，究竟色法呢，它是以色即的方式升起的，是非常微小的粒子。我们的身体是，我们的这个色身呢，是由这个许多微小粒子，也就是色即组合而成的。 所以首先呢，我们必须要尝试到修行到能够看到这些色即。那么怎样修行才能够看到色即呢？那就是透过很有系统的修行世界分别观，这样的话我们就可以看到色即。但是这些色即还不是究竟色法，我们必须进一步的去分析这些色即。那么我们这样的话，我们就会看到每一个色即里面有 8个或者9个或者10个究竟色法等等。那么接下来我们还要看究竟明法，但是只是看究竟明色法还不足够，为什么呢？我们还要知道他们的因。当我们知道究竟明色法和他们的因的时候呢，这样我们才能够说我们知道这些称为行法 的究竟明舍法和他们的因，这个行法呢，就是究竟明舍法和他们的因呢，就是观察的目标。Again,
if you understand this formation sankhara, you must contemplate them as anicca, dukkha, and anatta. Such type of contemplation is called vipassana. Why? As soon as they arise, they perish away very, very quickly. So they are anicca and permanent. They are always oppressed by rising and passing away, so they are dukkha, suffering. There is no permanent entity, permanent substance in them, or permanent atta in them. So they are anatta, non-self. Such type of contemplation is called vipassana. This is the beginning stage. While contemplating, if you see impermanent nature moment by moment, such type of understanding knowledge is called dhirana prajna. That knowledge especially samasana jnana, comprehension knowledge in Uriyabhya Jnana, the knowledge of rising and perishing. These two knowledges are called Tirana Parinya. They can decide clearly this is nature, or this is dukkha, or this is anatta. Such type of decision they can do clearly, but a meditator must try to see these formations clearly, moment by moment.
，接着我们呢必须了解这些。如果我们了解这些行法的话，我们还要进一步的观照他们为无常苦物。这样的观照就称为观禅。为什么呢？因为 这些行法，他们一旦升起就坏灭，所以他们是无常的。他们一直都遭受不断的生灭的逼迫，所以他们是苦的。然后这些行法当中呢，没有永恒的实质。 没有永恒的个体，没有永恒的我，所以他们是无我的。这种观照就称为观禅，这是观禅的开始阶段。当我们这样观照的时候，我们可以看到，我们可以在每一个刹那里面都看到无常的本质，这就称为度偏智。度偏智迪亚那巴林亚，度偏智尤其是就是指思维智和生灭随观智，这两个观智就称为度偏智。就是说要很清楚的观照到这是无常的，这是苦的，这是无我的，能够做这样的很精确的决定观照到他们是无常苦我的这就是度偏智。所以禅修者呢，必须能够在每一个刹那里面都观到这些本质，就是无常苦我的本质，观得很清楚。
The meditator can see these formations, sankharas, as nature, dukkha, anatta, clearly moment by moment. Then he can emphasize only perishing, not arising. If he see perishing at the time, slowly he will see pure mentality and materiality only.Pure mentality, materiality means at the time, the meditator will not see kalapa, even kalapas also he will not see. Only materiality and mentality perishing. At the time, vipassana became very strong, powerful. Such type of vipassana becomes balava vipassana, strong, powerful vipassana.At that time, he must contemplate it as nature, dukkha, anatta ordinarily. One day, his vipassana will become mature. At the end of mature vipassana insight, but in fruition knowledge will arise, realizing nibbana as object. So up to the before but knowledge stage, all vipassana higher,Vipassana insights begin. Pahana Prajna. Why? They realize nature, dukkha, another nature of those formations, as well as they relinquish defilements temporarily, moment by moment. Because of this reason, they are called Pahana Prajna. So without understanding all formations, sankharas, by way of three types of prajna, you cannot realize nibbana, you cannot escape from the round of rebirth. You cannot destroy all sufferings. This is mentioned in Abhijñāna Sutta of Sanyutta Nikāya.
如果禅修者能够在每一个刹那里面都看到这些行法，很清楚地看到这些行法是无常苦我的，那么接下来他可以进一步地去只是着重于观照他们的坏灭，而不去注意他们的升起。所以如果他们只是这样看到他们的坏灭的时候，只看到坏灭的时候呢，那个时候呢，他就只慢慢的，他就只看到纯粹只看到名色法而已。什么叫做纯粹只有看到名色法？那就是说，禅修者不再看到色趣，他没有看到色趣，他只看到名色法在坏灭而已。在那个时候，他的观禅变得强大有力，也就是强力的观智，就是巴拉瓦比巴山那强力的观禅。在那个时候呢，他必须轮流的观照这些行法为无常苦无我那么如果他这样继续的观照的话，有一天当他的观智成熟的时候呢，在观智的尾端就会升起道智和果智。 这道智和果智是取涅槃为目标的。但是在道智还没有道智还没有升起之前的观智，这一切高比较高层次的观智就称为断偏智，巴那巴林亚。为什么称他们为断偏智呢？断偏智呢？因为他们呢，他们了知无常苦我的本质，而且他们能够暂时的断除烦恼，在每一个刹那里面都能够暂时的断除烦恼，所以称他们为断偏智。所以如果禅修者不能够以这三个偏知来了知行法的话，他就不能够解脱生死轮回，不能够灭除一切的痛苦。这个在相应不偏知经里面呢有这么样的解释。
So these Sankhara formations are in other way Buddha teaches as a five aggregate. Five aggregate in Sankhara, they have same meaning. What are five aggregate? The aggregate of materiality, the aggregate of feeling, the aggregate of perception, the aggregate of formationsAnd the aggregate of consciousness. How many? Five. The aggregate of materiality is materiality, rupa. The aggregate of feeling, the aggregate of perception, the aggregate of formations, and the aggregate of consciousness are called mentality. Why Buddha divide in this way?Depending on the listener's disposition, inner inclination. Some meditators, when Buddha says this is materiality, this is mentality, some meditators, they understand clearly. Why? Because of their previous parami.But some meditators, when Buddha says this is materiality, they understand clearly. However, when the Buddha says this is mentality, what is mentality? What are mentalities? They do not understand clearly. At that time, Buddha divides mentality four ways. The aggregate of feeling,the aggregate of perception, the aggregate of formations, and the aggregate of consciousness. In this way, Buddha divide, they understand clearly. So, Buddha occasionally teach five aggregate method. Occasionally, Buddha teach nama-rupa method. They have same meaning. They are knower true of suffering. All are dukkha sajjas.
在其他时候，佛陀教导这些行法为五蕴。五蕴和行法他们的意思是一样的。五蕴是什么呢？那就是色受想行识这五蕴一共有多少个蕴？有五个。色蕴就是色法，受想行识这四个蕴呢就是名法。为什么佛陀这样的分别他们呢？那是根据听众的根器和他们的内心倾向。对有些禅修者，当佛陀这么说这些是色法，这些是名法的时候，他们能够很清楚的了解。所以为什么他们会这样的了解呢？那是因为他们过去的波罗蜜的缘故。但是对有些禅修者，当佛陀教导他们说这是色法，他们能够很清楚的了解，但是讲到这些是明法的时候，他们就不能够很清楚的了解。所以对于这些人呢，佛陀就把明法分为四个蕴，就是受想行识四个蕴。当佛陀这样分别把明色法分别为五蕴的时候呢，他们就能够很清楚的了解。所以 有时候佛陀用五蕴的方式来教导，有时候佛陀用名色的方式来教导，但是他们都是一样的啊，他们都是属于苦地。
How many mental aggregates? Four. The aggregate of feeling, the aggregate of perception, the aggregate of formations, and the aggregate of consciousness. How many? Four. So I want to relate Phassa Panchamagga. Five dhammas headed by Phassa. So, among what are five dhammas? I had explained. Vedana, feeling, Phassa, contact, Sanya, perception, Sankhara, formations, and consciousness, Vijnana. Phassa, Vedana, Sanya, Chetana, Vijnana. Contact, feeling, perception,formations and consciousness. Okay? Among these, Vedana is the aggregate of feeling. Sanya is the aggregate of perception. Consciousness is the aggregate of consciousness. Three aggregates. While explaining the aggregate of formations, commentary emphasizes only two.Mental paradas, chetasigas, phasa, contact, and chetana, volition. According to Abhidhamma, there are 50 mental paradas belong to Sankhara Khanda, the aggregate of formations. Among these 50, commentary emphasizes only two mental factors, contact, phasa, and volition, chetana. Why? Among the Sankhara Khanda group, 15 mental factors, phasa and chetana, contact and volition, they are predominant factors, they are leaders.Because of this reason, when Buddha explaining Sankhara Khanda in Abhidhamma Vibhanga, Buddha explained only Chetana, not other mental factors, because this is very important. What is important? When you are accumulating wholesome karmas or unwholesome karmas, Chetana is very important, predominant factor.If you have no chetana, you will not try to purify your bhajju. You will not donate what? You will not donate food, you will not donate robes, you will not donate buildings, you will not donate medicine. Four requisites. Why? You have no chetana. I don't want to offer.But if you have a lot of chetana, you can relinquish your own properties for the food donation, for rope donation, for building donation, and for medicine. Is it true? So chetana is predominant. Because of this reason, in Gaudiya Nikaya, Buddha says, chetana ham bhikkhu kamma vadami. This is kamma volitional action.This karma, if chetana is very powerful, very strong, it will produce a lot wholesome, good resultants. But if chetana is weak, result will be very weak. Because of this reason, commentary explains contact phasa and volition chetana as a predominant factor only.But Buddha already explained you must try to understand all mentality and materiality by way of three prayer knowledge. If you do not understand this ultimate materiality, immateriality, all, by way of three prajna knowledge, you cannot escape from the realm of rebirth. In this way, Buddha already said. So because of this reason, a meditator must try to understand all mental factors belonging to the Sikharakhanda group. You should try to understand this clearly. At that time only, you will understand how you should discern this ultimate mentality.
Yukong yo to sao ge ming yun yo si ge, na jiu shi shou yun, xiang yun, xing yun he shi yun. 那在这里禅师要再讲到那个触无法，把它们连贯起来解释什么是触无法。触无法就是指受、触、想、思、识，在这五法当中呢，受是属于受蕴，想是属于想蕴，识是属于识蕴。那么剩下的两个就是。 触跟思呢是属于行运，啊，是属于行运。那么根据阿毗达摩的教法呢，行运一共有五十种的心所。啊，在这五十种心所里面呢，就是只强调了两个，就是触和思。为什么这样呢？因为在行运里面呢。 触和思呢是最明显的，他们是属于领导。所以当佛陀在阿毗达摩的分别论里面解释行运的时候，佛陀也说他主要是讲到这个思，他没有佛陀没有讲到其他的心所。为什么呢？因为这个思是非常重要的。 啊，思也可以翻译为意愿。所以，如果我们在我们当我们在累积善业或者不善业的时候呢，思扮演了很非常重要的角色。如果我们没有思，也就是没有意愿的话呢，我们就不会想要净化我们的戒，我们不会想要做布施，不会想说要布施食物。 布施袈裟、布施住所、布施医药，啊，布施这四个支具。为什么呢？因为如果我们有施的话呢，如果因为什么呢？因为如果我们没有施的话，我们就不会想要做布施。但是如果我们有这个施，有这个意愿的话呢，我们就能够。 舍弃我们的财物，来做布施，可以布施食物、布施袈裟、住所、医药啊，这四个支具。所以在这个真知部里面，佛陀讲，在真知部的其中一部经里面，佛陀讲，我说思就是业，啊，那个我说是佛陀说，佛陀说思就是业。 所以，如果这个思这个意愿呢是非常强大的话，它就能够，它就是属于强大的业，能够产生强大的果报。但是如果思是弱的话，它以后产生的果报也是弱的。所以，注释呢，在解释的时候，解释这个行运的时候呢，就讲，就只是讲这个触和思，因为它们是最明显的。 但是根据佛陀的教法呢，我们呢必须以三篇支来，观照所有的究竟名色法的和他们的因。如果我们不以三篇支来观照所有的名色法和他们的因的话，我们就不能够解脱生死轮回。所以禅修者必须了解，这个行运里在行运里面的所有的。 心所，所有的明法，在这样的时候呢，我们才能够， 当我们这样明白的时候呢，我们才能够知道怎样去观照究竟明法。
One desane adimic mentality, there are three ways. Yugin bige, pasa contact. Or yugin bige, virana feeling. Yugin bige, consciousness, chaitya. How many ways? Three ways. Pasa, Vedana, Chaita. One desire, ultimate mentality, also meditators, Phasa, very clear. Contact is very clear. If contact is very clear, they can begin by contact. But contact alone not enough, Phasa alone not enough. You must desire all materiality and mentality within one mind moment. Also meditators, when a feeling is predominant, if feeling is predominant, they can begin from feeling. But feeling alone is not enough. You must discern all associated mental formations together with feeling. However, some meditators, also meditators, consciousness is very clear. They emphasize Chaitanya Nupasana. However, they can practice Chaitanya Nupasana, but Chaitanya alone never arise. Chaitanya always arise together with associated mental formations. You must try to understand these associated mental factors together with Chaitanya consciousness. Because of this reason, commentary says, Yasa vinyana bhagadam hodi, so na kevala vinyana meva obejadi, tena sadei dhideva ramanam pusa mano pasabi obejadi, sinjanana mana sinjabi, chiriya mana chirinabi, nubhuva mana vinyabi obejadi di pasa pinchamake yeva prikanadi. In this way, commentary explains. The meaning is, consciousness never arises alone. It always arises with associated mental formations. What are mental formations? Phasa, vedana, sinya, chedana, etc. Contact, feeling, perception, volitions, etc. These mental factors also you must listen together with consciousness in each mind movement. Do you understand? So, if you emphasize Chaitanya consciousness, this is called Chaitanya Nupasana. If you emphasize Vedana, this is called Vedana Nupasana. If you emphasize Phasa contact, this is called Dhamma Nupasana.
有三个方式可以来观照究竟明法。如果我们是在观照明法的时候，我们是从触观照触开始的，那是一个方法。那么第二个方法是我们可以从观照这个感受开始来观照明法。那第三个方法是从观照事开始，也就是观照心开始来观照明法。所以一共有三个观照明法的时候一共有三个方式。那就是从观照处开始，或者是从观照受开始，或者是从观照事，也就是心开始。在观照究竟明色法在观照究竟明法的时候呢，有一些禅修者，他们的处非常的明显。这样的话呢，他们就可以从观照处来开始，但是只是观照处并不足够。他也必须要观照跟处相应而升起的所有的明法，在每一个心识刹那里面，他都要观照跟处相应而升起的所有明法。那对于有一些禅修者呢，受 是比较明显的，是最明显的。这样的话呢，他就可以从观照受开始来观照究竟明法。但是只是观照受呢是不足够的，他也必须要观照跟受相应升起的所有的明法。那对于有一些禅修者是比较明显的，这样的话他就可以着重于观照事，也就是心呢，来修行，开始修行观照这个究竟明法，也就是修这个心随观念处。但是当他们在修心随观念处的时候呢，他们也要知道心呢它并不能够单独的升起，心呢每次都是跟相应的明法升起，所以他也必须要观照这个心和观照跟他们相跟这个心相应而升起的所有的明法。这次是为什么注释这么说接下来禅师念的那个巴利文，很长的巴利文，禅师说那个巴利文的意思是什么呢？那就是这个事并不能够单独的升起，是永远呢都和相应的明法一起升起。那跟它相应而升起的明法有哪一些呢？那有触、受、想、思等等。所以也必须要在观照事的时候呢，也必须要观照他们，就是观照触、受、想、思等等。跟它在每一个相应，在每一个心识刹那里面，跟事相应而升起的明法都要观照。那如果我们着重也观照这个心的话，那就是属于心随观念处。如果我们着重也观照受的话，那就是属于受随观念处。如果我们着重也观照触的话，那就是属于法随观念处。
If you want to discern mentality nama, you must discern according to cognitive process. They always rise as a thought process or cognitive process, citta vritti. They are also process-free cittas like parisandhi citta, but like mind movement, mind consciousness.Bhunga Chaita, life continuum, and Chuti Chaita, death consciousness. But for beginners to discern these process-free Chaitas is not easy. They must discern cognitive process or thought process, Chaita Vittis. If you want to discern Chaita Vitti, there are six types of Chaita Vitti.Indo cognitive process, Iado cognitive process, Nosto cognitive process, Tangto cognitive process, Bodido cognitive process, and Mindo cognitive process. How many mental processes are there? Six. Eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, Mindo. If you want to discern,Ultimate mentality, when seeing an object, you must discern according to cognitive process or thought process, citta vritti. Please see me. Do you see? I am not beautiful, but for example only. Very old, very ugly. Eh? But when seeing, there areOne cognitive process I want to explain. Number one, Paido Advaiting Consciousness. Number two, I Consciousness. Number three, Receiving Consciousness. Number four, Investigating Consciousness. Number five, Decision Consciousness. Number six, altogether seven times. Jivana impartial consciousness. And they do register in mind moments. Altogether, there are 40 chitta moments. While seeing me, please try. Do you happy or unhappy? Maybe happy. That happiness is happy feeling. Okay, please discern this happy feeling. Can you see that happy feeling rise together with associated mental formations? Do you see? Do you see? Yes, this is metta is very important. You should obey. Feeling never arise alone. Then, according to Abhidhamma, number one, Phaido Advaiting Consciousness. That Phaido Advaiting Consciousness advert the kala object to your mind. This is number one consciousness. That consciousness arises together with 10 types of mental factors. Number two, eye consciousness. Eye consciousness arises depending on your eye. Eye base. Eye transparent element. There are 8 types of mental formations. Number one, eye consciousness. Number two, contact. Number three, feeling. Number four, perception. Number five, volition. Number six, life faculty. Number seven, attention. One-pointedness. Number eight, attention, manasikara. I will calculate again. Contact, feeling, perception, volition, one-pointedness, life faculty, attention, 7 mental factors together with eye consciousness. All together, how many? 8. Now please see me again. Do you see this and this 8? You must honest. This is very important. Buddha says you must try to understand this mental formations. Can you discern this? Hey? Metta is very important. Receiving consciousness, there are 11. Investigating consciousness, my moment, there may be 11 or 12. Decision consciousness, my moment, there are 11 mental formations. While seeing me, maybe you may have wise attention because of this reason, wholesome tamas may arise. If wholesome jhavanas arise, they are 34. Can you see this 34? Very important. Then and 7 times these jhavanas will arise successfully. But sometimes you don't want to see me. Because of what? I don't know. Maybe because of some reason you don't want to see me. At that time, if you see a happy feeling, maybe dominasa, dosa, there may be also at least 18 mental formations in each jhavana mind moment. Sometimes there may be 20. Can you see? Yes, this is very important. Then there are 2 registering mind moments. There may be 34 or 33, 32, etc. Or maybe sometimes 11 or 12. So, if you do not understand these mental formations moment by moment, in each mind moment together with associated mental formations, your discerning feeling is superficial. Your discerning consciousness, chitta, nupassana, this is superficial only. Then, is it possible? They ask me many questions. You must follow Buddha's instructions. There are very important 2 rules. I will explain later. Translation will be very long.
如果我们想要观照明法的话，我们必须要依照心路过程的方式来观照明法。为什么呢？因为明法是一致呢，都是依照以心路过程的方式来升起的绝大多数都是以心路过程的方式来升起的。当然也有离心路过程心那就只有三个而已，一个是结身心，第二个是有分心，第三个是死亡心。那是对于初学者来讲，要观照离心路过程心呢是不容易的，所以他们一般上呢，他们开始的时候呢都是观照心路过程心。心路过程心心路过程有六种，那就是眼门心路过程、耳门心路过程、鼻门心路过程、舌门心路过程、身门心路过程和意门心路过程。所以一共有多少个心路过程呢？有六个。那所以在观照明法的时候呢，我们必须要能够观到这六个心路过程。比如讲说，如果我们要在观照那个在看东西的究竟明法的话那么我们就必须要依照这个心路过程来观照这些明法。然后禅师说现在大家试着看看禅师禅师说他自己长得不漂亮禅师说这个是一个例子说看禅师。那么在我们看禅师的时候呢会升起那个眼门心路过程。在眼门心路过程里面，第一个升起的心是五门转向心，第二个是眼识，第三个是领受心，第四个是推度心，第五个是确定心，然后接下来有七个塑形心，然后再接下来可能会升起两个毗所缘，所以一共有14个心识刹那。那么在我们看禅师的时候，我们感到快乐吗？还是感到不快乐？如果我们感到快乐的话，就会有乐受。那么这样的话，在禅师叫我们尝试去观这个乐受。在观这个乐受的时候呢，我们也必须要观照跟这个乐受相应而升起的明法。这是这样的观照方法是非常重要的，我们必须要遵守。根据阿毗达摩论呢，五门转向心它把这个摄所缘呢转向导向这个心那边，导向那个心这个五门转向心呢，它升起的时候有十个相应的明法所以一个心加十个相应的明法。然后在第二个心识刹那，也就是眼识的那个刹那里面呢，有八个明法，那就是眼识、触、受、想、思、命根、一境性和作意。所以一共有七个心所跟一个心，一共有八个明法。那么现在我们禅师叫我们再看禅师一下，我们能够在这样看的时候呢，能够观到这八个明法吗？所以禅师说这是非常重要的。佛陀说呢，我们呢必须要了解这些相应明法，所以方法呢，观照的方法是非常重要的。然后在这个领受心里面有11种明法，在推度心里面有11个或者12个明法，在确定心里面有11个明法，然后如果我们在看禅师的时候，我们有如理作意的话，就会升起塑形升起善的塑形心。在善的塑形心里面呢，如果我们有开心的话可能就会有34种明法那么我们能够观到那34种的明法吗？所以这个观照的方法是非常重要的。这 修行心呢，它会有七个，它一个接一个的七个这样连续的升起。但是如果有时候我们不想要看到禅师啊，是什么原因？什么原因啊？禅师说不知道。但是有时候我们不想要见到禅师，但是还是见到了禅师，所以我们可能就会啊不高兴。那么这样的时候呢，那个塑形心啊，它就升起的塑形心会就会有十八种，最少有十八种的名法，有嗔恨心所在里面，所以最少有十八种的名法。那么有时候有二十种名法，所以我们可以看到，这样的观照方法是非常重要的。然后接下来有时候有可能会升起两个毗所缘，这个毗所缘呢，有时候他们有34个名法，有时候有33个，有时候可能有11个或者12个名法。所以如果我们不能够了解每一个心事刹那里面所升起的所有的名法，就是那个心和它的相应心所的话，那么我们的了知呢是非常肤浅的。所以如果我们这样的修行这个心随观念处的话不能够看到这样看到心跟心所这样来观照的话，就修心随观念处的话，那是属于肤浅的心随观念处。那么有些人问说这是可能的吗？那禅师说我们必须要遵从佛陀的教法，在这样修行的时候有两个规则接下来禅师会解释。
There are two important reasons, two important factors. Number one, in Khandavagga Sanyutta as well as in Sitta Sanyutta, Buddha gave one important method. What is this? Samadhi Bhikkhu Bhaveta Samahito Bhikkhu Bhikkhu Yadha Buddha Bhajanati.Genja yadha buddha bhajanati, idan dukhanti yadha buddha bhajanati, etc. What is the meaning? Bhikkhus develop concentration. A bhikkhu who has concentrated mind understands the dhammas as they really are. What does he understand? As it really is. He understands as it really is.This is the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sitta, etc. In this way, Buddha teaches in Sitta Sanyutta. If you want to understand the four noble truths by your own direct knowledge, first you must develop concentration. Do you understand? The concentrated mindCan understand these dhammas as they really are. What is the reason? Now in this retreat, some meditators are successful in concentration practice. They understand clearly. Concentrated mind produces strong, powerful light. That light is called the light of wisdom.With the assistance of the light of wisdom, if you discern ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, this is the noble truth of suffering, dukkha, sitta. You can see, this is Buddha's teaching, not my teaching. Have you enough confidence, enough faith in Buddha? Have you faith? This is very important. Now, in this meditation hall,Please switch off all lights. Can you see to each other? But if there is light, switch on lights. Can you see me? Can you see to each other? Okay, this is a very good example. The light of wisdom, if you want to discern ultimate materiality, ultimate mentality, Light of wisdom, very important. If there is no light, you cannot see anything. But if there is the light of wisdom, you can see ultimate materiality and mentality. But the way of practice, very important. I will explain later.
有两个非常重要的因素或者是原因，在这个运相应和替相应里面呢，佛陀指出了一个很重要的方法，那么接下来禅师念的那个巴利文，那个巴利文的意思是什么呢？那是这样，佛陀说：诸比丘，培育定。心有定的比丘能够如实之见法，他如实之见什么呢？他如实之见这是苦谛等等。所以佛陀在地相应里面呢这样 的教导。所以如果我们要以观智来亲自以观智来了知这些苦谛等等呢，那首先我们必须要培育定力。有定的心就能够如实的了知他们。在这个禅修营里面，有一些禅修者已经有了定力，那他们就能够明白那个有定的心呢能够产生很强而有力的光，这个光就叫做智慧之光。那么以这个智慧之光的帮助，如果他们要观照这个究竟明色法，也就是苦谛的话，他们可以看得到。所以禅师说我们是否对这个有信心呢？所以禅师说我们应该对这个有信心。那禅师给一个譬喻说，如果在现在我们把这个禅堂里面的所有的灯都关掉，那么我们能够看到其他人吗？这样关掉完的时候呢我们就看不到。但是如果我们把这个禅堂的灯开着的话，我们能够看到互相看到吗？能够看到禅师吗？我们看得到。所以如果我们想要观照究竟明色法的话，智慧之光是非常重要的。如果我们没有这个智慧之光的话，我们就不能够看到什么东西。但是当我们有这个光明的时候呢，我们就能够看到究竟明色法。但是修行的方式是非常重要的，那个方法是非常重要的。接下来禅师会解释。
One is founded samatha meditation. Buddha teaches 40samatha meditation subjects, 40. You may already understood. But when is founding vipassana meditation, there are two types of meditation subjects only. When practicing samatha, there are 40 samatha meditation subjects.One practicing vipassana, how many meditation subjects are there? Only two. What are two? Rupa kamathana, arupa kamathana. Materiality meditation and mentality meditation only.One is bonding materiality meditation subject, how Buddha teaches? How does Buddha teaches? Tantra Bhagava Rupa Kamathana Kathinto Sinkhipa Manasi Kara Vasena Va Vithara Manasi Kara Vasena VaJadu dadu wawatana kathesi. This This is not my teaching. What is the meaning? While expounding materiality meditation subject, Buddha teaches two ways. Number one, four elements meditation in brief way. Number two, four elements meditation in a wider way. So only there are two ways. If you want to realize ultimate materiality, how you should practice? Four elements meditation in brief way or in a wider way. You can choose anyone. But you have not enough concentration. You do not practice four elements meditation systematically. Please pay attention directly to your body. Can you see this kalabas? Do you see? This is, you do not follow the method taught by the Buddha. This is not Buddha's responsibility, your responsibility only. If you follow according to Buddha's teaching, you can see this kalabas. If you practice systematically four elements meditation, you can see this kalabas. In this retreat, maybe there are some meditators who can see this kalabas. It is very good, very lucky for me. Then, if there is no one, it will complain a lot of me. they will criticize me a lot. So, while practicing four elements meditation, you can also practice four elements meditation directly without establishing any jhana concentration. This is also possible. But if you have already practiced jhana, especially up to fourth jhana or eight attainments, you can re-establish this jhana concentration in every city. When the light of wisdom is very strong and very powerful, at that time, if you practice four elements meditation, you can clearly see 12 characteristics, four elements, very clearly, and then you can quickly see these kalabas. If you see kalabas, then again, if you discern four elements in each kalaba, if you have enough strong, powerful light, the light of wisdom, you can see four elements in each kalapa. You can discern derivative materialities such as color, odor, flavor, nutritive essence, life faculty, etc. Other than there is light. But because of some orders from behind, you must come back very, very quickly on such and such day. While meditating, if in meditation remember this order, all concentration will fall down. All the light of wisdom will disappear. At that time, they will not see these kalabas. So the light of wisdom is very important. For some meditators, if they have enough jhana concentration, if they practice four elements meditation, they can very, very quickly can see kalabas as well as can see ultimate materialities. But if they directly practice four elements meditation, some meditators, okay, very good. But so for some meditators, it takes a long time because they have not enough concentration. Okay.
在教导止禅的时候, 佛陀教导四十种的止禅业处，对这四十种止禅业处呢，禅师说可能我们大家也都已经了解是那四十种，但是在教导观禅的时候，佛陀只教导两种的观禅业处，所以止禅有四十种业处，观禅只有两个，那就是摄业处和非摄业处，非摄业处就是明业处。 当佛陀在教导摄业处的时候， 啊，佛陀也以两个方式来教导。第一个就是以简要的方式来教导世界分别观，第二个是以详尽的方式来教导世界分别观，所以就只有这两个方式。所以如果我们想要如实的了知究竟设法，我们应该讲修行呢，我们可以任选一个，就是以简要的方法或者是详尽的方法来修行世界分别观。但是现在呢，我们多数人都没有足够的定力，并没有有系统的修行世界分别观。如果这样的话呢，如果我们禅师叫我们试着直接的观照这个身体，我们能够观到色聚吗？能够看到色聚吗？这是如果我们这样观的话呢，就是我们没有跟遵照佛陀教的方法，所以这样的话，我们这样直接去观照的话，看不到色聚呢，并不是佛陀的责任，是我们自己的责任。我们必须要跟遵从佛陀的教法，这样的话呢，我们就能够看到色聚。在这个禅修营里面呢，有一些禅修者能够看到色聚。那么，禅师说这个呢，对禅师来讲呢是很幸运的，因为如果没有人能够看到色聚的话，就会有人会批评禅师说这个教法怎么这样讲。所以如果我们要直接修行世界分别观，没有先培育禅那，就直接修行这个世界分别观的话，那是可能的。但是如果禅修者已经培育了禅那，乃至培育了所有的八定的话，那么他应该重新建立起这个禅定，直到这个智慧之光呢非常强大，非常明亮的时候，强大有力的时候，在那个时候他才转修世界分别观，那么他就能够很清楚的观到十二个相，世界分别观里面要看到十二个相，那么他也能够很迅速的就看到色聚，然后接下来他能够很容易的就观到色聚里面的四大，然后如果他有足够强的那个定力的话，没有足够强的光的话，在他注意观照那个色聚的时候呢，他就能够很轻易的观到色聚里面的四大和这个四大所这个产生的其他色法，四大产生的其他色法，比如讲说颜色色身啊，香啊，味啊，食宿等等那些，这个叫做所招色四大所招色。但是呢，禅师说，我们有些禅修者的背后呢，有人给的那个命令，说你必须要在某一天某一天呢，你就要回来了，回家了所以在他们修行的时候呢，他们想起这个家里吩咐下来的那个命令，所以他们的定力就退失了，他们的那个光呢也就消失了，所以他们就看不到色聚。所以智慧之光是非常重要的。那有一些禅修者，因为他们有禅那的定力，在他们修行世界分别观的时候，他们能够很迅速的就看到究竟就能够看到色聚，以及进一步的看到究竟色法。但是如果直接的修行世界分别观的话，对于有一些禅修者来讲那还是好的，但是对于有些禅修者来讲呢，那就需要很长的时间，因为他们没有足够的定力。
One discerning ultimate mentality, I had explained there are three ways. Do you remember? Number one, past contact. Number two, vedana feeling. Number three, chitta consciousness. If one of these predominant factors, one descending animate mentality, you can be emphasize this mental factor. But contact alone or feeling alone or consciousness alone not enough. You must discern associated mental formations also according to thought process. But while discerning these mental formations, there is another important rule. What is this rule? You must have already discerned adimate materiality. You must clearly discern adimate materiality. You had already discerned adimate materiality. What is the reason? Visuddhi Magga, Dipada of Purification, Commentary, Second Volume, page number 227, paragraph number 671. Very important rule, commentary explains. Yasamabana suvisoda rupa prigasewa tasa arupa dhamma tihakarahi bhagata hundi. Na idrena. What is the meaning? Imaginator must already discern adimate materiality clearly. Without discerning adimate materiality clearly, if he discern adimate mentality, he cannot understand clearly ultimate mentality. Because of this reason, when discerning adimate materiality, you discern only one materiality, such as very hot, very hot, very hot. This is fire element. Oh, there may be hardness, very hot, very hot, very hot. This is earth element. After designing one or two elements, you change mentality. Pain, 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 feeling, feeling. Painful feeling, or consciousness. You cannot understand ultimate mentality clearly. For this reason, you do not yet discern ultimate materiality clearly. For example, I had already explained endocognitive process. Phyto advantage, consciousness arises depending on your heart pace, depending on mind and heart pace. Eye consciousness arises depending on your endo and transparency. And then the remaining receiving consciousness, investigating consciousness, decision consciousness, and seven impressions to registering my moments arise depending on your mind and depending on your heart pace. What is endo? What is mind? Do you understand? No. If you do not see Aindo in Maindo, how you get discern? In Aindo, there are eight types of mental factors, mental formations. If you see Aindo, if you wait is see from Aindo, at that time only you can see these eight types of mental formations, but you do not see Aindo. What is Bhunga Maindo? You do not understand Bhunga Maindo. Then at that time, if, how you can understand this endocognitive process? How you can discern the different mental formations which arise depending on your heart base? You do not see your heart base. If you wait and see their origin arising place, at that time only you can understand these mental formations. Without discerning adimate materiality clearly, you cannot understand endo and transparency. You cannot understand heart pace. If If you do not understand heart base as well as point guard mind do, you do not understand I do, then how you can discern I do cognitive process? Because they arise only one mind moment here. One mind moment is very quick. Within such a short time, if you do not wait and see in your I do, you cannot understand this 8 types of mental formations. But Buddha already gave guarantee. Please develop concentration. Concentrate that mind understands these dhammas as they really are. Have you enough faith in Buddha? This is important. While practicing samatha and vipassana, if you have enough confidence, enough faith in the Buddha and in the Buddha's teaching, please do not practice in this better. Because you will criticize a lot of other people who are practicing well. Do you understand? Okay, try.
Chờ mình quan trọng chư trình minh phá đa sâu, 之前禅师也已经解释了有三个方式啊，禅师问我们是否还记得那三个方式，第一个是从观这个处开始，第二个是从观受开始，第三个就是从观事，也就是心开始。那这三个处受或者是事，哪一个是比较明显的，我们就可以着重也关照它啊，来关照明法。但是只是关照处或者是受或者是事而已呢是不够的，我们必须也关照跟他们相应而升起的明法，而且是根据心路过程的方式来关照。但是在我们这样关照究竟关照这些明法的时候呢，还有另外一个很重要的规则，那是什么规则？那就是我们必须已经很清楚的关照了究竟设法。为什么呢？根据缅文版的《清经道论》第二册第227页第671个第671的第671段呢，这《清净道论》是这么讲，说禅修者必须已经很清楚的关照了究竟设法。如果禅修者还没有很清楚的关照了究竟设法，他就想要去关照究竟明法的话，他不能够很清楚的了解究竟明法。所以在我们关照究竟设法的时候，如果我们只是关照一个，比如讲说很热很热那是属于火大火界或者是我们只是关照硬，这个是属于地大，也就是地界。所以如果我们再关照了一个或者是两个这个设法的那个相，我们就转去关照明法，比如讲说观痛，痛是属于感受，或者是关照心的话，我们就不能够很清楚的了解究竟明法。那是因为我们还没有很清楚的了解很清楚的了解这个究竟设法。那然后禅师举一个例子来解释说别讲说之前禅师已经讲了那个眼门心路过程，在眼门心路过程里面，第一个升起的是我们转向心，这个我们转向心是依靠那个心所一处色而升起的，是依靠眼一门升起的。然后第二个升起的心是眼识，眼识呢它是依靠两个门才升起的，一个是意门，也就是依靠这个心所一处色，然后另外一个是眼门，就是那个这个眼睛色真正那个意门是它 因为一门是依靠心所依处色而升起的，所以它是依靠两个门，这眼识是依靠一门跟眼门。然后在这个领受推度确定塑形和皮所缘里面呢，这一切的心呢也都是依靠一门而升起的啊。然后那个一门就是依靠这个心所依处色而升起的，所以在我们这样修行的时候，如果我们如果在我们这样观这个眼门心入过程的时候，如果我们不能够这样看到，我们就不能够了解比如讲说在眼识里面有八个明法，如果我们不能够这样观到这个眼门，就是那个眼镜色和那个意门，在那边你能够看到那个心所一处色，还没有看到这两种色法，我们不能够把心放在那个眼门那边等着看，也就是那个眼镜色那边等着看，那么我们就不能够看到那个眼识依靠它而升起的眼识，因为而且我们也不能够了解这个眼门心路过程，因为如果我们要了解这个眼门心路过程的话，我们必须首先已经观到了这个这个意门，也就是能够观到这个心所依处色，也要已经能够观到这个眼门，也就是这个眼镜色。所以我们还没有观到，还没有修行这个究竟，还没有修行那个色业处，就是还没有观很清楚观照的究竟色法的话，我们就不能够了解这个眼镜色心所依处是心所依处色，那么就是说不能够了解这两个门。所以在这样的时候呢，我们就不能够了解眼，不能够了解这个眼识为什么呢？因为这个眼识它只是一个心识刹那而已，它是非常的迅速的，我们必须在同时观察这两个门，那么眼识依靠这两个门升起的时候，我们就能够观到这个眼识。但是如果我们做不到这样的话，我们就不能够了解眼识里面的八个明法。所以佛陀呢，佛陀给了我们保证说我们如果我们培育定力的话，有定的心呢，就能够如实的了解这些法所以在修行观禅的时候，如果我们对佛陀的教法没有足够的信心的话，那禅师建议我们最好还是不要修行，因为如果我们没有足够的信，足够对佛陀教法没有足够的信心，我们就要修行的话，我们就会去批评那些修得很好的人。
Sharing today, no question, answer. Very late. Idame Bunya Asawakaya Wahahodu Idame Bunya Naibana Sa Bachio Hodu Idame Bunya Sabha Sadhana Vajima Desabhi Mesama Punya Bhaga Labandu Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu